Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I discuss dumb ways to die. Yeah, and that was copyright infringement, so this will probably get demonetized and we won't make that extra 5 cents that we normally make. That gets us, you know, through the workday. Anyways, this is a fun episode. Brad's on vacation. He's probably having a good time or not. We'll find out when he gets back on the next episode of the Daily BM. So I hope you enjoy. Like and subscribe. 5-star reviews. Give us a little bit of love. We appreciate you.
Fuck you, Mike.
Good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day of the Daily BM. I have Mikey in the house. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. So glad to be here. So much nicer only doing this once a week.
Isn't it,
every day?
Oh, fuck you, asshole. I know, man. You don't miss me at all anyway. And speaking of not missing me, you're not going to miss me here in the upcoming hours, days, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, by the time you guys hear this episode, Brad will be on vacation.
On vacation. What am I? Really? Yeah, vacation? I mean, need a vacation from a vacation?
I don't know. I don't know what your situation is.
I'm just dreading a 5-hour flight.
I usually have a good time. That's my thing. When I'm gone.
5 hours of flying sucks. I don't care. Although the longest flight, what's the longest flight you've ever been on? That was to Vietnam, right?
24 hours.
To Vietnam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Was that just a painful flight or was it actually enjoyable? Seriously.
No, it wasn't. I can't sleep on planes.
You're like, no.
I can't sleep on planes. So right. It makes it really hard for me.
So you didn't sleep for 24 hours?
Nope. Not when I was in and out. I even tried taking ZQL. So I was kind of in that delirious, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever taken it, but
ZQL?
You know how, like, when you try to sleep and then, but you're still awake, so you're like doing one of these numbers where you're like, oh, and you feel
almost like
a
you're
zombie.
Punch drunk. Like you're punch
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you're a zombie where you're not completely awake, but you're not asleep. Like I didn't feel refreshed when we landed. At all.
That lethargic feeling when you land.
Yeah,
too.
It wasn't like, 24 hours straight. It was like it was a 6-hour flight from Florida to California.
Right to LAX, and, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then it was like a 12-hour flight to Tokyo. And then we got to Tokyo and it was another, you know, 4 or 5 hours to Vietnam.
Oh, you got to go to Japan? You lucky bastard.
I was only there for like, I don't know, 40 minutes to run through.
Oh,
security.
No shit. Oh, you didn't get to go out. You didn't spend any time there then. Oh, and then jump on a flight. Oh, that would have been cool. That's like one of my go-to places that I want to go to on my bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Japan. I don't necessarily want to go to Tokyo. I'd like to go like somewhere besides a major city.
Okinawa?
Okinawa would be cool. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. What the hell does that even? What does that even mean? Mike's over here doing martial arts, guy.
Danielson.
Yeah, did we get one of those
drums?
Where
Mr. That's where Mr. Miyagi was from.
Hey, remember the stupid drums in the second one?
Yeah,
like
where he learned to block.
Yeah, and then he went. Then he did the stupidest fucking line in movie history.
He did that for Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi did that to what's his name?
Yeah, to. The guy from Cobra Kai.
Reese. Was it Reese? Or Kreese?
No. Kreese, yeah.
Kreese.
Mr. Instructor, Sensei Kreese. That's right. But whoa. Well, anyway, so speaking of going on trips, so, you know, have you ever had like, well, obviously you've had that bad shit happen to you in Vietnam where you almost died.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who's listened to our show has heard the story of Mike's near-death experience.
Almost took me out. Bacteria infection almost took me out.
Let's just inform anybody who's listening for the first time. Exactly. Just give the real short. What did you do to almost die in Vietnam? This is how small and minute it is, guys.
So I cut myself shaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I rinsed with the water from the sink. And it created an infection.
So let me get this straight. You used water from Vietnam.
Yeah, from a sink.
From a sink.
In the house.
Clean your wound. To clean your wound.
To just rinse off, because I didn't even, like, it wasn't like a wound. I literally, like, you know how you splash the water after you put the,
yes.
You know, to wash off all of the aftershave? Yeah, that.
So nearly Mike guys almost died from shaving, which brings me to what I was going to talk about today on today's show. Since I'm going on vacation and or I'll be gone on vacation when this airs. But how many times like things have happened to people like when they're on vacation and they die?
It's going to be kind of a fucked,
you know, just recently, like one American man is dead. An American woman was injured in Iceland.
Really?
Falling from a collapse in an ice cave. They just fucking, there was a group of 23 tourists, you know, from several countries were exploring the ice cave, blah, blah, blah. Look at this, honey. Isn't this beautiful? Wham! Fucking die from fucking Jesus. Ice. How fucked That's up would that be? Like, you're going on vacation and you're like, yeah, man, this is cool as shit, man. This is the most beautiful thing ever. See, that's the whole reason why I don't like doing excursions and shit.
Yeah.
Because of shit like this. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, yeah, you know, fucking, hey, now and you're dead. And dead. Just like that. And you're dead. Gone. And dead. So, yeah. Can you imagine, though? I mean, you're going to beautiful Iceland and then all of a sudden it's like, hello. No, fuck it. I'm dead.
That's the end. Well, you know what's getting me? What gets me is like, I don't know if you ever watched it, but it was on Netflix's series. We might have talked about it for a second on the show before, but I'll just reiterate it. It was the people that were on the cruise excursion to go see the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're on the island where the volcano is, it erupts and like scalds them.
Oh, yeah. Fucked them up. And,
yeah. You know, and some people survived. Some people didn't.
See, I don't know, man. Would you want to survive with like 90% of your body burnt? You know what I mean?
It wasn't burned. It was they were boiled alive. So their skin just shrugged off.
Just melted off. And then, like fucking then butter.
It was an hour and a half boat ride on the deck of a boat with salt water hitting you back to where the ambulances could pick you up.
Oh, I can feel the stinging. Because you know how it feels like after you shave? You know what I mean? And you go in the salt water. You ever made that fucking mistake?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've done that. You'd think after 54 years on this fucking planet that I would learn, hey, don't shave before you go the day you're going to the beach.
Nope.
Hey, I'm going to be like, great. I'm going to have nice, no hair on my face. I'm going to get some sun, go in the water. It's like Macaulay Culkin. Ah! It fucking hurts, man.
Or worse, you shave your back.
Ooh.
And then lights you up. Ooh. Lights you up.
Ooh, that would hurt too, man. It's like stinging nettles on your back. Like stupid. Remember those stinging nettles you'd roll around as a kid in the grass?
Remember them. I have them in my yard right now. You can make tea out of those, though, medicinal tea, just so you know.
Just so you know. Not only can you roll around and feel like shit for a couple of hours, you can also drink the shit, and it's like medicinal. More you know. But anyway, so here's some weird shit. Okay, so this guy was on vacation, right?
Right.
A sinkhole opened up under his room and swallowed him alive.
Really?
And killed him. Mm-hmm. In 1988, a dog fell from a building, like a skyscraper, in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Buenos Aires.
Wait, isn't that where Starship Troopers, they bombed the first fucking place was Buenos Aires?
Yes.
They wiped it off the – okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then so this dog fell right out from a
that
building.
Is correct.
that is correct. But, this dog fell from a building in Buenos Aires and landed on a woman's head walking below. Wait, shit you not, man. Killing both the woman and the dog.
What are the odds?
Yeah, at least the
what are the fucking odds? I mean, for real. Like, what are the fucking odds? Like, how shitty – of a tombstone or eulogy would that be or whatever obituary?
No, you had it right. I was thinking of the epitaph. I was like, kind of like what you see in kind of what you see at Disney. You know what I mean? In the haunted house. That's like, here lies Mo. Yeah. Got killed from the 40th flow.
Fucking dog just fucking lands on you and kills you. It's like
by a dog named Bo.
Jesus.
Yeah, that would fucking suck, man. And then here's one, though. You go on vacation with your husband, right? So back in 2010.
who goes on vacation with her husband?
Yeah. Your wife. Duh. So Monica Redmond, in April 2010, she's a 41-year-old wife of a former Survivor producer, of all things, found beaten and strangled in a sewage tank in the Moon Palace Resort in Cancun, Mexico. Her husband was then convicted of murder in 2015. You imagine, man, you go on. How many times have we seen those in those Netflix specials where
the
Too many times.
Where they the couple goes. What was that one where the guy took his woman scuba diving off the what's that reef that everybody goes to down near Australia? The Great Barrier.
Great Barrier.
The Great Barrier Reef, where they he fucking knew she was struggling and just let her die, sink to the bottom. It's like, I don't know what happened to her. She was, I turned around and she was gone. Bullshit. You knew exactly what happened. Here's a weird one. Someone was killed and hit by a coconut.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I think there was one where somebody was hit by like the shit falling out of a plane, like literal shit.
A Boeing bomb, you know, that's just a big piece of space poopy. But so listen to this: death by coconut. Do you how many fatalities per year do you think happens by death by coconut?
1,000 plus.
Now
higher than sharks.
No,
more people get killed by the dangerous coconut tree than the shark.
It has been largely discredited, but they're saying that there's 150 fatalities per year by coconut.
That is more. I think that is more than shark.
I don't know. We'll get to sharks in a minute. All right. So here's the thing.
More drowned people die from coconuts.
So here's the top 10. More people die by my nuts than anything.
These nuts.
They
That's
die by
funny, these, actually.
They die. How many people die by these nuts per year? But no, seriously. So number 10.
Millions, as much as you nut.
Whatever, bitch. I've sacrificed so many knuckle children in my life. I'm a serial knuckle kid. Killer. I would be considered a serial killer.
They're all gonna be in heaven, like at your trial. All the knuckle children.
All the knuckle children.
Billions of knuckle children.
Could you imagine, like, if you had all of a sudden you're like, okay, so, Brad, would you please walk into the room, please, and sit down in front of the court, okay? And then all of a sudden they're like, will all the victims please come out? And it just floods the room. You just see one fucking kid after another walking in.
Did you ever watch Monty Python?
It's been a long time since I've seen it, but yeah.
Do you remember the Catholic, like, every sperm is sacred song that they sang with all the kids? Yeah.
I'll have to do it.
You don't need to Google that. Every sperm is sacred.
I'm a serial knuckle children killer. I'm a serial killer. So anyway, going back to it. So let me go through the top 10. Top 10 ways people have died while they're on vacation. Okay?
Yeah.
Number 10, drowned at Disneyland. 1973, an 18-year-old and his 10-year-old brother were visiting Disneyland from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. After stopping off on the Tom Sawyer Island, you know that little island that's in the middle? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Okay. I had to stop and think for a second.
Yeah, so basically they hid. They jumped a fence and they hid in the off-limits area until after the attraction's closing, right?
Yeah, yep.
They avoided detection, which that would never happen now. You know what I mean? Because fucking they got motion sensors and all that heat-seeking shit. But they left with no way off the island apart from swimming, okay? But unfortunately, the young kid didn't know how to swim. Right? And he drowned in that fucking river.
Jesus. Damn.
It's like, damn, that's a shitty way to go.
I just heard a story the other day about a kid that he drowned kayaking, and he went out. He was a high schooler. He went out with his friends. He didn't know how to swim, and he didn't wear a life preserver. And he fell off the kayak and drowned because he couldn't swim. So we went straight to the bottom before anybody could get to him, and he was dead. D-E-A-D.
D-E-A-D. Dead. 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 So here's one, man. If you live in Florida like us, dude, it's so common that you're a dumb fuck if you stay on the beach. Okay? Why? If you stay on the beach and during a rainstorm in Florida, you're probably going to get hit by fucking lightning. All right?
Oh, yeah. Does that actually happen?
Yes, it happens all the fucking time. I hear at least once a year I hear people getting hit by lightning on the beach because they're fucking stupid.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, never, right? But so anyway.
I'm serious though. I've never heard anybody get hit on the beach by lightning.
Oh yeah, dude. It happens all the time.
I thought that'd make the news more.
No, because it happens so much. It's just like, so a kid was hit by an adult was killed today by lightning at Clearwater Beach, and
Yeah. Again. And news at 11. And you know what I mean? That's pretty much how they are, because it just, it happens. Here's another one. Number 7, right, was dropped by a broken gondola.
Ooh, that would suck.
Yep. In 1978, a disaster struck for an uncle and his 3 nieces as they were riding the Skyway. The ride had visitors transverse the park into small gondolas that could reach up to 200 feet above the ground. A support arm on one of the towers broke, and the gondola holding the 4 family members fell straight down, killing the uncle and the 2 nieces.
Damn.
The other 2 remaining nieces were injured severely, but
they survived. But yet.
So here's another one. If you live in Florida, probably going to happen. So you're right, rolling the dice the farther out you go. But, you know, if the coconuts weren't enough for all you bitches, I'm telling you this, it's sharks.
Yeah.
The highest number, though, of shark attacks occur in Australia and the United States. But they've been known to happen around Africa and Asia, too. That's because Africa has great whites, you know, and all that stuff out the southern tip, I believe. But in 2010, do you remember this, where this guy, Shram El Shikra, he basically resulted in severe injuries for 3 Russians and a Ukrainian, and the death, it wasn't a guy, it was a place, actually, and the death of a German when they were kicking the bucket. While kicking the bucket this way is horrifying, to say the least. It was important to remember that the odds of being attacked by a shark are very, very low, but they got attacked that proved fatal.
Damn.
I remember the guy that got attacked by, I want to say it was in the Middle East somewhere. He was somewhere. Yeah. And he got attacked by a tiger shark.
He was screaming.
And they filmed him get ate alive, dude. It ripped him apart. Right in front of the camera. I haven't seen the full video because I don't want to watch it. But
it was bad.
Now, I always heard this one, dude. And that's because people are getting dumber and fucking dumber. And I witnessed this firsthand in Georgia on a cliff.
Yeah.
Okay. Death by selfie. I mean, fucking stupid do you have to be to go, I'm going to go take a selfie and go over the barrier and go to the farthest fucking thing and take a picture. Basically, there was a person in Peru. It was 51-year-old Oliver Park. Basically, he fell to his death and fell off a mountain.
That was so
and then
weird.
Another person, a South Korean tourist, fell off a Gacha waterfall, dropping 1,600 feet to his death. Hey, I'm going to get a selfie. Let me check this out. Ah!
The end. This is the end.
Well, you got the fucking perfect selfie shot.
Dumbass. Game over, man.
It came over. But I just, these are some of the things now. Again, Florida. You know, all the, you know what's fucked up is half this shit happens in Florida. Sinkholes, death by coconut, attack by alligator.
Yeah, because we have, I mean, it's not as bad as Australia. I mean, fucking Australia's worse.
Yeah, dude, that place, for being an isolated island, man, it's got some fucked up creatures on its fucking continent. But
everything there tries to fucking kill you.
Yeah, everything kills you in Australia, down under. But attacked by alligator. So in Disney World, I remember that. Remember the 2-year-old Nebraska?
Yeah.
The poor girl. She stood on the edge by the Seven Seas Lagoon at the Grand Floridian and got killed by an alligator. It picked her up and ate her. Ugh. Poor little thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. Yeah, man. But I always say if anybody from Florida knows, if you're going to go swimming in a lake, you're swimming with alligators. Because 9 times out of 10, there's an alligator present. You just can't see them, you know? And by the time you see them, it's probably too fucking late. So, and here's the one that number 2, Mike, that you just said, falling into a volcano. Seriously.
See, I think you'd be dead though before you ever hit the lava, because I think the sheer heat would just singe off your nerve endings so fast.
I don't know, man. It seems like it'd be a shitty way to die too, man. But
I feel like. If you're moving, like if you're falling into it, I think that you would be dead pretty quickly. I think what would be horrible if you were dangling and slow roasting. That would be horrible.
Oh, yes, and your skin's just melting off.
Do you know what I'm saying? You know how, like when you throw stuff into a fire and it like literally like just disintegrates almost instantly if the fire's hot enough? I feel like that's how it would be when you hit lava. God, you hit the lotto. It's not like that when you hit the lotto. I feel like that would happen when you hit lava. But yeah, I think that would be a horrible, horrible way to die. I think you know what? One of the ways it haunted me, it was on like Grey's Anatomy or one of those medical shows. The person was crushed from the waist down. at a subway, like on the subway train. And they were completely coherent. They just couldn't feel their legs. They couldn't feel anything in their waist down.
Oh.
And they were totally fine, like totally coherent. I mean, they were freaking out, but they were totally like alive, you know? And they, you know, the paramedics and everybody was there. And then the doctor person was there. And they were like, well, here's the problem. As soon as we put the weight off of them, like as soon as we release it, they're going to instantaneously bleed out. Because they're basically severed from the waist down. But the pressure is keeping everything sealed in. You know what I mean?
Seals in all the juices.
So they literally like got his wife down there and his kid, and they're like everybody's saying their fucking goodbyes. And as soon as they jack off the subway, as soon as they move the subway off of him, he like goes and dies.
Fuck.
I was like, man, I could, but you know, knowing that you're dead, like yeah, knowing that knowing you're the already inevitable. Dead, it's just you know, waiting.
Yeah, the weight game. I mean, you know, it's no different than like when you fall into like a vat, people that fall into like a chemical plant and they fall into like sulfuric acid. You know, the minute they hit the oxygen, it's going to melt all their skin off and kill them right then and there. So it's like you're basically in a bathing in acid. So as soon as you come out and it hits oxygen, you're pretty much a dead man. So they'd be so like, there no, tell your family
no
goodbye.
There's no way to save them.
Nope. You're fucked. F-U-C-K-E-D, fucked. I mean, plain and simple.
Falling into what?
Sulfuric acid, I believe. I know it's either sulfuric acid or it's some type of sulfuric something. I can't remember what it is. But if you're in a processing plant and you fall into it, you're pretty much fucking dead meat. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Here's another shitty way while you're looking that up. So the number one, believe it or not, shittiest way to die was at Yellowstone Park in what they call hot potting, which means illegal. Do you know what that is? Hot pot?
No.
Okay. Well, it means to illegally go.
Is it where you try to take a shit in one of the geysers as a fucking prank?
Can you imagine, dude, that thing shoots up your asshole and burns you from the inside out?
Over it, you're like, you take a shit, so that way then you run away to like shoot the shit up in the air to like try not to get hit by the shit. You're like, hey, I'm hot potting. Hot potting. If you don't time it right, shit, they gives you a fucking, you know, 150 degree enema, and you're like shot in the air. Like,
I was about to say, man, that had to be the worst enema ever, man. It's fucking death.
So what is hot potting? Because obviously I'm wrong.
Oh, you are. Well, you're pretty close. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, really?
No, you're dead wrong. But it's basically to illegally go swimming in one of the hot springs there. So the last one that happened was a 23-year-old Oregon native. His name was Colin Scott, and his sister Sable went into the prohibited area. And they said it was like something straight out of a horror movie. He slipped and he fell into the spring and he never came back. Authorities could see his head, upper torso, and hands, but couldn't recover them right away. When they came back the next day to get him, he had totally dissolved by the extreme heat and the acidic nature of the spring.
Oh, that's horrible, dude.
All that was left were his flip-flops and wallet. And then his sister picked up his wallet and went, I'm rich, bitch! Just kidding. And I got some new shoes.
Jesus, man. That's insane.
How fucked up is that, though, dude? You know, you go to... See, it goes back to the whole stupid selfie shit. You know what I mean? Like, why do you do dumb shit when you're on vacation and think, hey, I'm invincible. Nothing's going to fucking happen.
You know, the one that troubles me the most is that, and we talked about this one here, it was the guy that went down into the cave. He was like exploring the caves and he ended up getting stuck.
Oh, yeah. And, he's down and he couldn't get.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then what was worse was the moment where they started getting him out. Like they were pulling him out.
And he thought he was going to get out.
Can you imagine the relief? Like, you're like, okay, thank God, it's fucking almost over. Like, I'm out of here. And then that ship break, and you go right down further, and now you're fucked. You know? Like, now you're super fucked.
They just seal you in and say, have a nice one, like King Tut's tomb, and shut the door on you, and you just wait to die. Fuck. See, man. This is why I think people do stupid shit. Like, okay, so I know where I'm going.
I think I think the only one that was worse than that was there was a guy that he was scuba diving. He was cave diving. and or, you know, through the scuba diving, and he liked to go different ways, like from like his own way, like make his own path. Right. And he got separated, got turned around, and he found a pocket, like an above ground area that had air. So he actually got out, but he was underground. So instead of, it was a fresh water spring. So he died of starvation.
Oh, he didn't tell anybody he was there, did he?
They couldn't find him because he went off the path. And this cavern has like thousands of different ways that you can go.
So they eventually found him, obviously.
Yeah, they eventually found him. I mean, but it was like 6 weeks later and he'd starved to death.
So what did you learn here? Take food with you. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Because what happened was he got turned around and he ran out of oxygen in his tank. So he couldn't scuba dive back out.
Right.
You know?
So he thought, I'll just sit and wait and somebody will find me.
He's like, I'm hoping I'll sit here and wait and somebody will find me. And then you're fucking sitting in the dark, fucking waiting. Because, you know, eventually your fucking batteries are going to run out.
That's just like, giving me chills, dude.
And you got that water there. You got water there to drink because you were in fresh water. So you're drinking, you're hydrating. But you're just slowly withering away.
Yeah.
Slowly withering away.
Mm-mm. See, this is why. Okay, so I'll continue on with this. But the whole thing is, this is why when we went to Utah and we went down into those caves, I saw you kind of get sandwiched in that wall a little bit to head down. And I went like this. I went, yeah, fuck that. I'm out. Then I backed out. You saw. I was like, you can call me a pussy all you want. I'm out of here. I'm not going in on that shit. Mm-mm. That is like my worst freaking fear. My worst fear ever. Yeah,
you went first, and then so I went like this. Literally, I was up there. I was like this. This is my expression. I was like, because I was like, all right, this is where I'm going to die.
Yeah, I was thinking, this is how people die. The whole time I'm going down here,
you went first. You were like, I thought,
this will be cool. And then I saw how they were starting to go down that one cavern. Yeah, but I saw how they were going down that one thing, and I went, and then all of a sudden my instincts kicked in and went, this is a bad idea. This is not going to end well if we all go down. Yeah. This. 20 fucking guys died this weekend in Utah when they were going down into the fucking caverns and they fucking collapsed and pinned them in.
Yup.
Brad Garrett would have been the only survivor, but his arm was trapped and they said, fuck you, and left him. Mike was like, I loved him, man, but I'm the only survivor. I tried. He wouldn't let me cut his arm off. Fuck you, Brad. Anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, so anyway, let's get out of here. We talked about vacation time, having good times, and trying not to die. So hopefully I'll be back the following week. If not, it was nice knowing you. And Mikey will take over and just like everything and, you know, be the man. Right?
Yep. I'll try.
All right. So, guys.
I'll try to do a good job.
So head over to our socials. You can get there by going to our website, thedailybm.com. You can also get 20% off at masondangerbeardco.com just by simply using the promo code DailyBM. Mikey, got anything before we get the fuck out of here so I can get on the plane and go?
Everybody have a great week and, you know, just, you know, enjoy this time without Brad.
Yeah, because it might be your last.
I'll just run reruns like we do for Eric.
Fuck you.
I'll just use your intro.
I'll run.
Good morning, fuckers. I'll be like, I'll be like, well,
you'll
Brad.
You'll have me on the beginning. You'll have Eric on the end. Perfect. Yep.
I'll be in the middle.
Yeah, and Eric and I will be down there going, man, that fucking asshole finally did it. He got rid of us both.
You know, that's the saddest thing about having friends is that eventually you're going to be the only one that has none of your friends attend your funeral. Maybe the last one living.
Yeah, I don't have any, so I'm okay.
Yeah. I might come to your funeral.
You won't go. You won't go either. You'll be like, yeah, fuck that guy. I'll just use his audio clip. Anyway.
I'm going to be Will Ferrell at your funeral.
We'll see you guys on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.